and for their own care. Wool, they shared the sheep. They picked that wool and washed it and cleaned it, caught it by hand, and then spun it into the thread and knit that thread into women's wool stockings and men's socks, children's socks to go through the winter. We had a cotton sock we wore in the summertime, a wool sock we wore in the winter. The man wore that, the children wore this, and the housewife wore it. Had a winter sock and a summer sock.
Yeah.
But it's that cotton. Now, it wasn't any cotton raised, as I said, just a few stalks in the garden, maybe. Oh, say, 15, 20 stalks would raise enough cotton for the knit the socks, cotton socks to get through the summer on.
You wouldn't call it a field of cotton.
Oh, no.
What would you
call
that? Just
no.
A...
No, no.
What would you call it? Would you say a cotton?
Well, people had these few stalks in the garden, said a little cotton patch in the garden. But now I went to Texas, and they said cotton patch, honey. I got it with 60 acres in it. It was cotton patch. That's the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
This old uncle of mine had one field that had 80 acres in it. And he said, the cotton patch. I said, don't look like a cotton patch to me. I said, that's bigger than a patch in my book. But that is customary in that country to say cotton patch.
Yeah.
Regardless of how many acres it was in.
Okay, what about kinds of fences that you might have around a yard? What wood fence that might come up like this, or?
Well, lots of the yard had a what we call a picketing fence that the slats went up and down like that and the top cut off to a point. Then you had another an ordinary plant fence that the plant run this way on the post.
Yeah. Oh, just...
And then at the top, saw the top of the post off and put a cap plank. Those posts had to be about every 8 feet. And put what we call a cap plank on there that run this water off top of that post, keep it from going down in there where the planks were nailed to the post. There's two different types of yard fence.
Okay, what about a fence made out of wire that you might have now around the field?
The first of that, come into this part of the country, come in here as a garden fence. Because it keep the chickens out. And until, I'd say, the last 40 years, there was very little of it used for farm fencing. Used for garden fences. Poultry yards, you know, where a woman was raising turkeys, and she wanted to have a little yard somewhere with some coops in there with her young turkeys in where she could keep the feathered fish and brawling, like raccoons, skunks, things like that, you know, would get these young turkeys, and you had to protect them somewhere. All this country now, it was fenced with either cedar or chestnut rails.
With it going in and out?
Yeah, that old zigzag fence. You see a few of them nowadays, you know, as a, around the cities.
Yeah.
Sort of as a ornament, you might say.
Yeah, what did you call those?
We call that a rail fence.
What about a kind of wire fence that is twisted wire and it'll catch your clothes if you try to?
Well, that is a barbed wire. That had the little barbed on it about every 6 inches.
Yeah.
Some of that used, when you begin to use the wire, woven wire fencing, then you begin to use this barbed wire, you see, on top. Keep the stock from. I want to reach over that fence, because that barb on that top wire seat, one time that cow, or horse, whatever it was,